We are out of the heat and into the cool air of, where are we standing, Mohit?
We're standing in the original Al Jazeera Channel building, where Jazeera launched from in 1996.
We've just come off TV Island, which is surrounded by media companies.
That's correct. So this is the campus which hosts Al Jazeera Arabic, English, BN Sports, and Qatar TV.
And what goes on exactly in this building that we're going to see now?
So we're just about to walk into the old original newsroom of Al Jazeera Arabic, which launched in 1996. And in fact, when you walk into it, you'll notice that it's actually a very small space surrounded by... So there's a central newsroom that is surrounded by offices around it, and there's this picture of the globe at the one far end. And at the top of the newsroom, you'll notice the studio here. And the studio would have the newsroom and that picture of the globe as the backdrop. And that's what the original people would see when the channel started broadcasting. And obviously it's very small. And so you had Hosni Mubarak back in, I think, early 2000s, who visited the channel once. And when he came and he saw how small the place was, he was just surprised. And he said, you know, so much trouble from a matchbox. So, and indeed, like when you come here, and I've visited offices in BBC and seen CNN, like those places are massive, you know, housing thousands of people. And this thing is a fairly small operation when you look at it comparatively. And in terms of the impact it's had on the world and the media space, so it's quite, you know, something.
So how did it all begin? What was the spark that set everything off?
So in fact, the roots of Al Jazeera are in BBC. So there was a BBC Arabic was a project, I think it was probably in the early 90s or mid 90s, and then I think BBC decided to shut that down. And then the team that had worked on the BBC Arabic project pitched to just launch an Arabic channel based off of of the learnings that they had of how BB was set up, but from the Arab world, because BBC Arabic was set up in London. So they pitched it, and I think the Saudis had entertained setting them up earlier, but I think then they couldn't come to an agreement in regards to what sort of editorial oversight they would have. So then the Qatari government had approached them, and then they said they would give them editorial freedom, and then they set it up, and then the rest has been history.
So how many countries does Al Jazeera have a presence in now?
Oh, I mean, between the network, I would imagine... Like, I think the Arabic channel pretty much broadcasts in nearly every Arabic-speaking country, but the English channel, I think, has a distribution upwards of 240 million households, so it's fairly massive. I would be surprised if, some places don't get it in some form, be it satellite. Or, for example, I think we stream on the internet, so yeah, anywhere there's internet, obviously, you're getting the video stream off the network.
So 1996 was where this began. Is it the 20th anniversary this year then?
It is the 20th anniversary. It's going to be a big major thing happening behind the corridor, yeah.
And what month, what date will that be?
So it's going to be November 15th. I think November 5th or 15th, something like that.
November 5th would be pretty cool. That's our day of revolution in the United Kingdom.
Really, is that
so? Well, you know, Guy Fawkes and the...
November, the 5th of November.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll be thinking of you throughout November. That's it's quite epic if you think of what's happened in that small space of time.
Absolutely, absolutely. If you walk in, by the way, I want to show you something very interesting, and maybe you can describe to your listeners what that is. So here you will see... one of our cartoonists has drawn caricatures of some of the famous world leaders who had visited Al Jazeera Arabic in its early days.
Really?
Not everybody's visited, but some of them had. Not this guy.
Mr. Bin had done that.
And and Angelina Jolie, she also didn't come.
She didn't come. No. But everybody else?
Oh, you've got some incredible faces here. I might have to use this as a backdrop for this audio.
It's an interesting snapshot of, the culture that was there, about 10, 15 years.
A great artist as well. Thanks so much. Let's have a look around.
Absolutely. Thank you.